It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, July 18th, 2017. It's the birthday of 19th century British novelist William Makepeace Thackeray, born in Calcutta, India, in 1811. Today his fame rests chiefly on the novels Vanity Fair, a panoramic survey of English manners and human frailty set in the Napoleonic era, and Henry Esmond, set in the early 18th century. In his time, he was regarded as the only possible rival of Charles Dickens for his pictures of contemporary life. He was the only son of Richmond Thackeray, an administrator in the East India Company. His father died in 1815, and the next year he was sent home to England. After attending several grammar schools, Thackeray went to prep school at Charterhouse, where he led a lonely and miserable existence. He was happier studying at Trinity College at Cambridge. Next, he studied law at the Middle Temple in London. He then considered painting as a profession. All his efforts at this time have a dilettante air, understandable in a young man who, on coming of age in 1832, had inherited £20,000 from his father. He soon lost his fortune, however, through gambling and unlucky investments. In 1836, while studying art in Paris, he married a penniless Irish girl, and his stepfather bought a newspaper there so he could remain as its correspondent. After the paper's failure, he took his wife back to Bloomsbury in London and became a hard-working and prolific professional journalist. In 1840, Thackeray's wife went insane after the death of an infant daughter. She never recovered and long survived her husband, living with friends in the country. He was, in effect, a widower, relying much on club life, and gradually gave more and more attention to his other two daughters, for whom he established a home in London in 1846. The serial publication of his novel Vanity Fair, beginning in 1847, brought him both fame and prosperity, and from then on he was an established author on the English scene. His one serious romantic attachment in his later life was to Jane Brookfield. This can be traced in his letters. She was the wife of a friend of his Cambridge days, and during his widowerhood, as he called it, when his life lacked an emotional center, he found one in the Brookfield home. Henry Brookfield's insistence in 1851 that his wife's passionate but platonic friendship with Thackeray should end was a grief greater than any Thackeray had known since his wife's descent into insanity. He tried to find consolation in travel, lecturing in the United States on the English humorists of the 18th century and on the four Georges, the kings of England who reigned from 1714 to 1830. But after 1856, he settled in London. He ran unsuccessfully for a seat in Parliament in 1857, quarreled with Charles Dickens, formerly a friendly rival, in the so-called Garrick Club affair in 1858. And in 1860 he founded the Cornhill Magazine, becoming its editor. After he died in 1863, a commemorative bust of him was placed in Westminster Abbey. William Thackeray's high reputation as a novelist continued unchallenged to the end of the 19th century, but then it began to decline. Vanity Fair is still his most interesting and readable book, and has retained its place among the great historical novels in the English language. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for July 18th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.